Apart from actual running, what other training do you do to prepare for an ultra event?
Well, I do a very wide range of training. I consider myself very much an all-round athlete. Yes, obviously running has got an important part to play. But if you looked at my training programme, it would cover a wide range of activities, including a lot of weight training, very highly specific weight training. It would cover aqua jogging in the swimming pool, where you have wear a flotation vest and do various forms of training in the pool. It would cover extensive stretching and mobility exercises. It would cover turbo training, which is cycling on a stationary bicycle inside a fitness suite. It would cover plyometric exercises and routines, which involves springing and bounding and jumping. It would include running, different types of running, high-intensity running on a treadmill, a lot of use of a weight vest, which is like a weighted harness, which I will wear whilst I'm running, so it makes running much harder and gives very, very specific stress to the running action. Also, it would cover, massage sessions, just a whole package. I mean, it comes as a package. You can't. One part of the training program isn't less important than another. They're all very important, and putting them all together helps to produce the athlete that I am. I mean, one other thing I'm doing, which is less visible, is I do a morning routine every morning. 5 mornings a week, I'll do a 10-15 minute program involving various stretches and mobility exercises. This is how you sort of fit everything in. But yes, it's a very balanced, very wide-ranging, all-encompassing training, because I think for this form of ultra-running, just doing running on its own is simply not enough. Something will break down. There'll be soft tissue injuries. The body needs to be toughened and strengthened right from the toe to your head, and that can't be done just from running alone.